You've heard me talk about CTC Math for some time now, but have you tried it out yet? CTC Math provides online video tutorials that make learning math easy and effective. This online math program uses creative graphics and animation that are sure to grab and keep your child's attention. Start your free trial today by visiting ctcmath.com. That's ctcmath.com. Hey everyone, this is Yvette Hampton. Welcome back to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast, and welcome back to part two of my conversation with Rachel Carman. If you missed the first part, you're going to want to go back and listen to that. On Monday, we started talking about counterculture character, and we are talking all about instilling godly character into the hearts of our children. And as I was preparing for this podcast and just thinking through character, you know, I have two daughters, and my whole world, I've said before, is all girls. Like, I have a sister, I have two daughters, I have five nieces. There are no, I mean, other than my husband, there are no boys in my family and in my world. And so I often think of my girls and that my job is to raise them up to become godly wives and godly women. And I was thinking about Proverbs chapter 31. And in verse 10, it says, a wife of noble character, who can find? She is worth far more than rubies. And that is my greatest desire, is to raise my girls up to be women of noble character, to be moms of noble character, wives of noble character, so that they can find men. You know, we pray all the time that God would bring godly men to them, that they will find men of noble character who will desire a wife who is as Christ-like as a human can be, you know. And so we work very hard to do that, and they're not perfect and I'm not perfect, but it's exciting to have the opportunity to instill these things into our children. And so in the first part of our conversation on Monday, we talked about starting with prayer and the importance of just praying through, Lord, help us to instill these things into our children and teach them godly character. And we talked about Galatians 5, 22 through 23, which is the fruit of the Spirit. And then we talked about assessing their character. And you have a worksheet that we can use to help assess their character and kind of pick the first five, you know, both strengths and weaknesses of where, what we need to work on and what we really see in them that the Lord has blessed them with. So after prayer and after assessment, where do we go from there?
So at this point, probably in this series, you're pumped and you're excited because you see the possibilities. You've spent time praying. God has responded, has revealed to you the strengths and the weaknesses. You've assessed, you've had these conversations with your kids, and you're ready just to go full bore. And I just want to say, stop and breathe and begin slowly, because this can really be overwhelming. You're going to have the revelation of some things. And you know, why is it? We're going to have some strengths, and it should be equal. Whatever you choose between one and five, you should have the same number of strengths as you have of weaknesses. So it's, you cannot have five weaknesses and one strength.
Right.
If you're really struggling to find some with your kids, the Lord will reveal it to you, or he will cut down your list of weaknesses. But we're going to see both. And what are we going to focus on? What is the enemy going to really go over and over? The weaknesses, right? So I want you to breathe and begin slowly. Begin slowly. And the teacher through this entire series is not me. It's the Holy Spirit. So we really want Scripture to be our guide. And that's why for this series, we are going to give you the character quality for the week, a simple definition for that character quality, a memory verse, so Scripture reference for that character quality, and a biblical example, someone from Scripture who exemplifies that character quality. So do you see the focus is in God's word? What does God have to say about this? And why should I care? We want to ground it all back in Scripture. So we want you to go slowly and realize this isn't an insta-fix. This is going to be one step at a time. And what I've learned is often we take three steps forward, two back, and then two more forward and one back, and then three more forward and four back, right? The point is that we're continually facing forward and taking the next step forward, and we're not letting the digression turn us around or make us feel like we're failures. We're continuing to go toward God and toward his son, Jesus Christ. So it's going to be a process. Begin slowly, breathe, and just take it one day at a time.
Yeah.
Next, I want to talk about digging your feet in. So you're going to begin slowly, right? Mm-hmm. But you're going to have to determine that you're going to do this. So it's been years now. Nike was what? What was their mantra?
Just do it.
Just do it. And I think that in a lot of cases, as moms, we dig our heels in and we're going to do this. We're going to figure this out. And especially if we're a career woman, we know what it means to figure it out and to push through and to get it done. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we wimp out when it comes to things like this. When it comes to Bible study, sometimes we just go, ah, I just can't. When it comes to this kind of character development, I just can't. And I'm just daring you, you can. Because this is what is important to God. Our being molded into the image of his son is his priority. Mm-hmm. It is his priority.
Right.
So when we're working on this, we're working in concert with the God of the universe. So I want you to dig your heels in and resolve. In the book of Daniel, chapter 1, verses 8, it says, and Daniel resolved. He resolved. He determined. He dug his heels in. And Daniel was going to be like, no, we're doing this. We're doing this. He's been taken from home. They've changed his name. They've changed their diet. They're doing everything they can to make those boys Babylonians. And Daniel's like, game on. I will continue to honor God.
That's right.
That's what Daniel did. And you know what I see in Daniel? I see a young man, probably low teens. Mm-hmm. Lots of scholars say low teens. I see a young man whose mother and father had poured into him
yep.
the importance of character.
Yep.
Because you don't arrive in a foreign country surrounded by your captors and resolve unless someone has taught you the importance and the power of doing so.
Yep.
So we need to make sure we are women. We resolve to raise these kids to change the world.
That's right.
And we do that no matter what they do in their lifetime. If they're a librarian, if they're a dentist, if they're a lawyer, if they are civil engineers, if they are moms, if they are cook, whatever. Mm-hmm. When they are people of character, they will change the world.
Yep.
Because this is not normal for people to be honest and diligent and compassionate and all of these things we're going to talk about this year. That's not normal. And people take notice. And then you have the opportunity to testify to the goodness of God.
Yeah.
So dig your heels in, Mom. I want to inspire your fight. Fight for this. I get it. You don't know how to do this. I get it. Let us help you do this.
Yeah.
Most important thing. And dare to do it, even if you don't know how. Dare to let us help you do this in this community so we can do this together. And suit up. Study Ephesians 6 again.
That's right.
What does it look like to engage in the battle? Suit up. We can do this together.
Yeah. Oh, I love everything that you just said. And I love talking about, you know, Ephesians 6. I mean, put on the full armor of God. That is what we are called to mm-hmm. do. And we are called to put on that armor on our children. And sometimes, you know, like David before he went out to battle, sometimes that armor is too big and they have to take right. it off and use something a little bit smaller and you know, easier for their little hands. But
right.
suit up because mm-hmm. if people haven't noticed, we're in a little bit of a war right now. And this war is not going to end until Jesus comes, whether he comes in, you know, 2 weeks or 2,000 years from now. I mean, when right. this war is ongoing, it always has been, it always will be. Mm-hmm. And it is not by mistake that God has given us our children and called us to train them up for battle. Yeah. And I mean, this is a mm-hmm. whole completely different topic. Of course, we're not going to get on this topic of salt and light, but we've done, you know, a few podcasts on the salt and light argument and people saying, well, our kids mm-hmm. need to be in public school because they need to be salt and light. Well, how can they go on a battlefield when they have not yet been prepared for battle?
Exactly.
And so we have a great opportunity to prepare our kids for battle. And I love that you just talk about it. Just dig in, do it scared,
dig in,
be yeah. intentional about it. And suit up ourselves, suit up our kids and be ready to fight this battle. So let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Does it feel like you spend more time searching for educational videos than watching them? Are you looking for educational games and activity books? Do you need some virtual field trips to supplement your studies? Then Homeschool History is for you. Homeschool History is a new online resource from the team at Knotgrass History. You can use your phone, tablet, or computer to find history-related videos, games, websites, field trips, and more. Visit homeschoolhistory.com to start your free trial today.
Apologia Educational Ministries is happy to sponsor this episode of the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast. Apologia is the number one publisher for homeschooling families with over 110 number one awards. Now that's impressive, but more importantly, that's why Apologia is trusted by homeschooling families all across the USA. We are here to help you have the most successful and Christ-centered homeschooling experience possible. We want to affirm your decision to homeschool, encourage and challenge you to take it to the next level, inspire you along the way, and celebrate all the wonderful things you get to experience with your family in this adventure of a lifetime. We have plenty of free and helpful resources that you can access by visiting apologia.com/start. That's apologia.com/start. Apologia, a great place to explore creation.
We are back with Rachel. We're talking about suiting up, about making our kids strong and making our family strong. I mean, it's not just something with our kids, but it's something that we do as a family together. You know, we, it's kind of funny, actually. My friend Janie started calling us a while back the Ham Fam. Our last name is Hampton. That actually comes from Kirk Cameron because his production company is Cam Fam Studios.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a funny play on that. Anyway, so she calls us the Ham Fam. And, you know, we are the Ham Fam. We're the Hampton family. And we together are stronger than alone.
Right.
But we have to suit up together. And we are on the same team. And we are on the team of our children. You know, we have to let them know we're for you. We're not against you. When we go through that assessment and figure out, you know, what their strengths and weaknesses are, it's not a time to be like, all right, kid, here are all your weaknesses. Let me list them out. No, these are what we need to work on so that we can grow stronger together. Anyway, okay, so after digging in your heels and suiting up, what would be the next thing?
So the next thing is to actually define these terms. What does it mean? I mean, I think if I say you have the gift, your strength is kindness. Or if I say your strength is, we keep going over the whole list, the same list. I need to get something fresh. If I say you're naturally discerning, or you're naturally, you're generally persuasive. That's a great thing, right? Well, now we need to decide that on our terms. We need to make sure we're on our same page about what that character quality means. And we are going to use the definition biblically, right? Mm-hmm. So again, we have defined all of these for you. You don't have to scratch your head. You don't have to go to Webster. We have actually made these definitions. We've boiled them down to the most fundamental that we believe will work for you K through 12, and even on a 53-year-old, right? These are simple, simple definitions that you can really get your mind around. So it really helps your kids. And so here's our next two things. We talked a minute ago about we want to guard and grow, guard our strengths, grow our weaknesses. Well, here's the second similar idea. When it comes to defining the terms, we are basing it on the bar, the crossbar. You can't see me. I have my arms outstretched like Christ on the cross. We're going to set the bar, the standard, Christ's death on the cross. Mm-hmm. So we're going to set the bar. Okay. This is our standard. This is what we expect. This is what honors God. This is what makes him smile. This means that we are actually allowing him to mold our hearts and our minds. So this is the standard. This, we're going to set the bar. And then, mom, we're going to hold the line. What does it mean to hold the line? It means that after we've defined and after we've challenged and we've prayed, then we're going to hold the line when it comes to attitudes and behavior. Mm-hmm. This is where the discipline comes in our homes. So it's not going to be enough for us to assess and have a list of strengths and weaknesses. We're going to have to, part of that, dig your heels in. We're going to have to choose to actually disciple and discipline our children.
Right.
And when we see the ugliness of selfishness or pride or rudeness rear its ugly head, we are going to need to take action. And what we found over and over again, and one of the most powerful things about, I believe, this whole character quality thing is, as you walk through this through the year and you're saying, this, our character quality is love, and this is what love means. Our character quality is perseverance, and this is what it means. You can pull those out of your back pocket when you need it. And you can look at your kid and you can say, okay, let's review for a minute. What is love? What does it mean to be loving? It means that I die to myself. Okay, let's think about what just happened. You just were rude to your sister. How is that related to being loving to your sister? Does being rude honor God? What does 1 Corinthians 13 say? It actually says love is not rude. Let's review what God's word says. So see, you're calmer. You have a definition you've already discussed with the child, such that when hateful behavior or selfish behavior comes up, you can go to something you've already agreed on in a moment of peacefulness.
Yeah.
This is, you don't have to go to them and go, we need to discuss what love is, because no, you already have that definition, right? And so in a moment of disobedience or rebellion, you can pull the definition out that you agreed on in a moment of clarity and peacefulness.
Right.
And you can review it, and you can review the scripture right alongside it. You can review the biblical character right alongside it. And already you can feel the Holy Spirit massaging the truth that's already there.
Yeah.
So that you set the bar, Jesus, his death, burial, resurrection, his selfless sacrifice, Jesus is the standard. And then you hold the line when it comes to attitudes and actions. But here's the kicker. The last thing I wanted to make sure everybody knows, you need to know up front, character quality will interrupt your day.
Yep.
It will.
Parenting does that with homeschooling.
It does. And the temptation is going to be, right? It's going to go great. You're going to start off your morning. You're going to have your worship time. You're going to review your character quality for the week. You're going to have your reading time. Life is going gloriously. And your heart is just singing. You've got this wonderful lesson plan for the whole day. And you're looking at it and you're just like, this is just an awesome day. And it's going to happen.
Right.
It's going to happen in the middle of math, right? You're going to think, oh my goodness, we were on target to actually get through everything today. Why are you doing this? And the temptation is going to be, just go sit down so I can and just finish this.
Right.
Or just stop it. Get back to your math lesson. That's going to be the temptation, right? To just put it off and then not deal with it. Sweep it under the proverbial rug.
Right.
Hope it goes away. But no one else noticed. Whatever, right? And that's exactly the opposite of what you need to do.
Right.
So here's my second dare. When a character quality issue rears its head, and it's going to at the world's most inconvenient time, what you got to do is put aside whatever else you're doing and actually deal with a character quality issue.
Right.
Because in so doing, you are communicating clearly and boldly to your child that it matters most of all.
Right.
It matters most of all that they're honest. It matters most of all that they're thorough. It matters most of all that they're kind. These things matter more than a apple. These things matter more than the next chapter of David Copperfield.
Right.
These things matter more than diagramming another sentence. These things matter more.
Yep.
When we put it off, we're telling them that we compromise. Doesn't really matter. These other things matter more. So we have the opportunity to actually do what we say.
Yep.
And actually prioritize dealing with these things. So I think it helps if I just tell you before you start that it's going to interrupt,
yes.
Right? That's just what it does.
Yeah. But it's not an interruption. I feel like it's a tool to use anyone who's homeschooled for more than a day, for more than an hour, knows that this is part of the homeschool life, is that you are going to encounter discipline problems and behavior problems, you know, with your kids. Mm-hmm. It's going to happen, and it's going to happen every single day in one way or another. Some days are better than others. Some days are way worse than others. But we always have opportunities to correct and train the hearts of our children all day long. And so this really, Rachel, gives us such a good tool. I'm really excited about this because, like I said, I think I said this in the first episode, I've really been wanting to do something, you know, some kind of character training. As a matter of fact, I literally probably within the last 2 or 3 months, started doing a Google search, just trying to find like some kind of character training resource for our family. And so this is so exciting to have a resource like this that I can practically use with my girls at home. And this is something I think, you know, we really enjoy doing our morning basket time. And so this is something that I could see really easily just incorporating into our morning basket. So, and you're just doing this because the Lord's asked you to provide this for families at no charge. I mean, that's just amazing to me.
No, but let me tell you, I need to tell everyone who's listening what they're going to get. So yes,
that's what I was going to say. Kind of explain the whole thing.
Oh, man, it's so exciting. So I have a great team that worked with me. This is not just me, but my team, Rachel, who created these beautiful documents for PDF downloads for you to print. So let me tell you what you're going to get. On Friday, if you go to my website and you sign up for email updates, I'm calling it Front Load Friday. So we're going to send you in an email everything you need to plan for the next week's character quality. Mm-hmm. So we're going to send you on Friday a PDF download coloring page of the character quality of the week that your kids can color. Okay. We're going to send you a planning page that's going to give you that week's character quality, a definition, a biblical example, and a memory verse, right? And you're going to receive an article from me with some basic fundamental teaching and, if you dare, some actual study that you can do as the mom. So at the end of the article that you'll get, there's a consider this section. There's a what does this character quality look like section. And then there's a whole passage. So this is one of those things. It can be as deep as you want it to be. Mm-hmm. It can be as simple as you want it to be. It's something that you can build on. And then, like I said, we're going to have that assessment tool available to you. And we're working to develop a page like this that will be far more beautiful. This is, you know, since 1994.
Right.
We're going to list all of the 28 that we're going to do in one place. They're simple definitions so that you too can hang this on your refrigerator. I don't know how long this hung up there, but it's just a handy thing to have ready access because, you know, in the heat of the moment, sometimes you forget the simple definition that we've talked about. So you kind of need to review for yourself. So and if there's something else that you can think of, moms out there, some other idea you have or something else that would be helpful, let us know. We would be happy to find new ways to serve you and to help you. We want you to succeed. And we really want to help you be the mom that God's called you to be in this moment.
Yeah, so great.
Every year, parents just like you are discovering Classical Conversations, a vibrant, supportive Christian homeschooling program that's been equipping parents since 1997 with the resources, tools, guidance, and encouragement they need to homeschool their children with confidence and prepare them for a lifetime of success. Visit our website at classicalconversations.com to find a nearby community and learn more about homeschooling the Classical Conversations way. Classical Conversations, Christian homeschooling simplified.
So you're doing, it's a 28-week series, right?
And there will be a total of 28 character qualities we will cover between starting this next week, between next week and the end of April. And then in May, we're going to do like this grand review of all 28. Okay. And obviously 28 is not exhaustive. So depending on how well this goes, we've got another 28 for next year, right?
Right.
But the week will look like this. So you'll get everything you need on Friday.
Mm-hmm. Through an email.
Through an email. Okay. And we have a suggested what you do every day, which is totally flexible. But I know when I was starting out, I just needed a place to start. Right. So like one day you'll introduce the character quality and the definition. And then another day the kids will color the coloring page. Then another day you'll read about the Bible character. And then you'll look at the Bible verse and write the memory verse. So there's like handwriting activities here too. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
But then every Tuesday, I'll do a Facebook Live at 2 p.m. Eastern on that week's character quality. And so it could be a variety of different things, but I just want to build into the moms and teach more about what this looks like. And And then on Thursdays from 2 to 4 Eastern, I have office hours. So any questions, comments, concerns, complaints, I'm happy to field those there. Again, just want to encourage you and help you and spur you on to great things. That's what we're supposed to do.
Yep. Yep. That's right. That is so exciting. Okay. So people can find out more about this and sign up for this series, this free series, no cost to you guys, at rachelcarman.com. It's RachelCarman.com. We'll put a link to that in the show notes, of course. But you guys go sign up for this and do this with me. I'm actually going to do this with my girls. I'm committing to doing this. I'm just adding this to our morning basket time. And I really think my girls are going to enjoy this. They enjoy doing things like this. And so it will be fun. And I've got a fourth grader and a ninth grader. And so it seems like something, you know, my ninth grader may not want to do the coloring page, but my fourth grader might. Though I don't know, my ninth grader, she's my artsy one, so she might enjoy the coloring page more than the fourth grader. But this is so exciting. I'm really excited to have just something tangible, something that I can print out and hold on to and really use as a resource to teach godly character to my girls. So Rachel, thank you for all that you have put into this. I know that this has been really just a work of your heart. You've poured your heart into this in order to bless families. And so I really appreciate you offering this to me.
Thank you for having me on and getting the name and the word out to the moms, because that's the big thing, right? Is just getting it out. So join us anytime, grab a couple of friends and join us together. Yeah. It's going to be a great adventure. Again, let's focus on honoring God and raising a generation to change the world.
That's right. Amen to that. So you guys find out more at rachelcarman.com. Again, the links will be in the show notes so you can find out more about that. And you guys, thank you again for listening. Thank you for the reviews you've been leaving for the podcast. We've gotten a few new reviews and it's always so encouraging to get those and to know that the work that God is doing through the podcast is a blessing to you and that God is really working through the Schoolhouse Rocked ministry. So thank you so much for leaving those reviews. Please keep leaving them. They really do help other people to be able to find the podcast when they search homeschooling. You know, the more reviews we have and the higher our reviews are, the faster that moves to the top of the homeschool world. And so more people will find out about it. So we are very grateful for what the Lord is doing through this ministry. And of course, like we ask all the time, please keep praying for our family as we're working to get this movie done and all things Schoolhouse Rocked. God's doing big things. And pray for Rachel and her family too, as they are working hard on ministry on their end through Apologia Ministries. And Rachel Carman, you know, has her website and so many exciting things going on with them. And they're really working to just be a great blessing to you as homeschool families. So thank you guys for joining us. We will see you back here next week. And until then, have a fantastic week. Bye. Did you miss the 2020 Homegrown Generation Family Expo? If so, you can now have full access to the entire expo for just $10. You'll enjoy practical homeschooling encouragement, advice, and resources from many of your favorite homeschool leaders. Here are just a few of the testimonials from those who have enjoyed this online conference. Rachel said, "Best homeschool conference I have ever attended, filled my soul and definitely God-driven." Katie said, "This was absolutely amazing. The one thing that stood out to me about each session is that every single one pointed us back to Jesus, back to Him who is faithful." Register today for lifetime access to the entire conference for only $10 at homegrowngeneration.com. That's homegrowngeneration.com.